Great. Today is our author showcase special feature with author Nikki Knight. Welcome, Nikki, to our author showcase platform for Christmas Place Entertainment.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here, darling.
So let's jump right in. Tell us about the your latest novel, Her Chance at Love.
Okay, so I'm extremely excited about Her Chance at Love. It is my debut novel, the very first, and it's been getting rave reviews, so I'm so excited. I'm, like, addicted to all of the reviews, you know, going different places and looking and emails and all that kind of stuff. So I'm so, I mean, it's one thing to, you know, have a dream, but it's one thing for your dream to be embraced by other people. So I'm so excited at how it's being received. So Her Chance at Love is a story about a woman by the name of Cadence Payne. She's a senator's daughter. She's not very outgoing. You know, she's cool. She's a senator's daughter. She's used to a lot of people being around. But, you know, generally she's not much of a people person. She's not all that outgoing. She gets enough of all that stuff just by being a senator's daughter. And then there is Blake Barrington. Now, Blake Barrington is just almost polar opposite from Cadence. He's adventurous. He, you know, he rides a motorcycle. He, you know, he jumps off cliffs. He's just extremely adventurous. He's very outgoing. He's extremely handsome. So he's like, he's an attorney, a very accomplished attorney. And he has women, you know, that can just practically falling at his feet. He's a good guy. He's a good looking guy. He knows it. He is a bit arrogant and cocky. But he's also a good guy at heart. He spends time working with young boys for different charities and things like that. So they're an interesting match. And Blake sets his eyes on Cadence, and he's interested in her, and he's determined that he's going to make this girl realize that she loves him too, or she, you know, or, you know, she, he's determined to get her. She's, mm-hmm. at this point, she's really not interested in being got. So they meet. And he starts to pursue her, and she's just like, you know what, I'm not interested. You know, he's a playboy. I don't do playboys. So she has seen the women in action in front of him, you know, how they throw themselves at her. She's like, I don't need that. But he's persistent. And just when she feels like, all right, I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to go ahead and just throw caution to the wind and see what can happen with this guy. Just when she lets herself go, he finds himself caught up in the middle of a very high-profile political scandal, which hits the television and creates a media, like, frenzy and storm. So everywhere you turn, the newspapers and the television, you turn on the television, there's constant updates, his face is plastered all over this thing. So she's like, wait a minute. This is the guy that I was just about to give my heart to. I can't do this. So now Blake has to not only prove his love, but he also has to prove his innocence in order for him to get her.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, sounds so good. So what inspired this story?
Well, I love romance, and I've always wanted to do romance, and I wanted something, and I love scandal and all that great stuff too. So I wanted to see if I could find a way to incorporate romance with a little bit of scandal. I know a lot of romance stories don't really touch on a lot of scandal. It is all about the love story, which is why I love romance. You know, I'm a champion for love. I gig love. You know, I've been married myself for a pretty long time, and I always feel like we don't necessarily, like, love gets a bad rap. Like, you know, divorces are highlighted, mm-hmm. and people who are not in successful relationships are highlighted. But there's so many people who are in wonderful, great, successful relationships with stand-up, wonderful men who are great fathers and all those things. But nobody really, we don't get that spotlight. So I'm an advocate for love. I'm a champion for love. So romance, like, fits that for me so much. And I wanted to do something, I love the genre, and I just wanted to do something a little different. So I created these Barrington brothers, and they're all a little different, but, you know, I haven't fallen in love with them. I swear, Blake, you just want to, like, peel them off the pages and just have him appear in your bedroom.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Love so how guy. Do you How do you describe your style of writing?
Let me see. My style of writing, just had a huge conversation about voice. I think that my style of writing is probably very contemporary. It can be a mix of the poetic, just because I like playing with words. I literally enjoy playing with words. So sometimes, you know, I'll write something, then I'll go back and I'll see how I can change it just to make some aspect of whatever I've written a little more poetic, just to, you know, have fun. But as far as the style is concerned, I think I'm a writer that kind of likes to get to the point without doing too much to get you there, to take you there. I like paragraphs. I like chapters that kind of leave you. I love when people get to the end of the chapter and with the intention of, this is going to be my last chapter, I'm not going to read anymore. And I like to try to leave the chapter with you, you know, with you saying, okay, one more. Okay, wait, I got to see what else happens. So I like doing that, and I try to do that very purposefully. I like a nice flow. I like to kind of take you kind of up and down, give you a second to breathe, and then take you somewhere again. So I'm not sure if we can sum that up into a specific style. And each book actually has its own rhythm. One thing I do like is to find a rhythm and then just kind of flow with that rhythm.
Okay. Sounds good. So what gets you in the mood for writing?
So it can be so many things. So many things inspire me to write. I can read, like, a really well-written book, and it's like when I put that book down, I'm like, oh, I need to go write something. I want to play with words again, you know? I want to do, you know, there are certain writers that encourage me to write. They write so beautifully. I want to go to my computer and be like, oh, let me see what I can do, you know, things like that. Things that happen may encourage me to write. Like, I'll come across a situation, and it just seems so bizarre, and it's like, oh, my God, what if you do this? What if that happened? And I'll think about the possibilities. Sometimes I'll wake up from a dream, and I'll have a storyline, and that will encourage me to write. But when it's time to write, I get my jazz music going and something that's not going to, you know, deter me, pull me up from the, you know, based on the words. And it helps set the mood. Some jazz and some tea, and I'm good to go. That's a nice hour.
That's good. So who are some of your favorite authors that you read?
Oh, my gosh. That list is really long. So
give us three.
Okay, yeah. So my favorite writers come from all genres. So Eric Jerome Dickey is one of them. I love the tempo, the beat, that the rhythm in which he uses to write. I love him. I love Lolita Tatamy, and I really wish that she would put out more books. She has two books. I have read them. I'm ready to read them over and over again. Her writing is beautiful, and that she's one of those folks where I can read a couple of pages and I'm just inspired to write, just to be able to just delve into the craft and enjoy myself. And I have some romance writers that I really like. Zuri Day, I love her flow. And on the contemporary fiction side, Victoria Christopher Murray is one. I know you said three, but I know I'm going on. But yes, those people.
Go ahead. Okay. I like that. So what's next for you now that you've gotten her chance at Love Out? What's next?
I plan on being everywhere, all over the place. I will not be sitting down anytime soon. I've already got a pretty packed schedule for 2016, so I'm hoping to see everybody who's interested in anything McKnight is interested in writing. I love meeting readers because I'm a reader first. I love chatting about books. I just love being in that whole environment that has to do with words and reading and the love of books and all that stuff. I'm so in my element when I'm at book events. So I'm just looking forward to being out there constantly. I don't plan on going anywhere. I have ideas for days. I have, you know, proposals and books and concepts for days. We have two more books coming from the Barrington Brothers series. I have some stuff coming from a new family series called The Chandlers, and
okay.
that's going to be pretty interesting. So I'm just looking forward to just being on this scene, bursting through, staying on it, and just, you know, riding this thing out until there's nothing left in me.
That sounds good. So where can our audience find out more about you?
So to find, there's so many different ways. I'm on Facebook, Author Nikki Knight, Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, my website, nikkiknight.com, and it's nikkiknight.com. My publisher is Harlequin, so at Harlequin there's information about me. I just updated my appearance schedule for next year, but there's more stuff coming, so frequently, you know, come back and check out nikkiknight.com to see where I'm going to be. Also, I have a little blog section.
Okay.
On my website called
Okay.
And I'm editing a story that's going up. And it's just, I used to be a columnist and doing relationship columns stuff, so I'm going to be posting some of those, like, tips for keeping the romance, reigniting the romance in your love life, and really interesting tips, and, you know, making your dates and things more exciting, talking about how sexy is a mind frame. It's not just something you look like and things like that. So some fun tidbits about relationships and all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds very good. So last question, what advice can you share for aspiring writers?
So for aspiring writers, I would say this. Just write. I run into people all the time, and they're always concerned, you know, I want to write, but, and, you know, I don't have the time, or I want to write, but, you know, I have kids, or I want to write, but I'm scared that nobody's going to read it. So all of those things that you call, you know, write, but, I just say, you know, put the fear aside and just write. It's a starting place, and I don't care if you write a sentence a day, a paragraph a day, if you write for 10 minutes a day, you know, write when you get up or write before you go to bed or write while you're commuting to your job or whatever, but just write. So, you know, maybe first just start out by setting aside 15 minutes. People are scared to set aside large time blocks because, you know, they've got so much to do and so on and so forth, and it's like, how am I going to fit this in? So I say just start 15 minutes a day. Just write. Just, there's nothing, you know, I read this quote, and I love this quote. Dream is dream, and write is write. So as long as you're dreaming about writing, but you never, ever sit in front of the laptop or put a pen to paper, you're just dreaming about it. But in order to become a writer, you actually have to make that happen. And now I say just pick up a pen and write. And with technology, it's not impossible. You know, you got tablets, phones, you got notepads, you know, journal around, laptop, however you do it, just write. Just write something. Even if you have to sit there and stare
Absolutely.
At a blank screen or a blank page, exactly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule this evening to sit and talk with me about Her Chance at Love, which I am drawn into, and I'm going to tell you.